This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being here with us. If you're on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can see my future puppy. We've been spending some time with these puppies.
I think it's neat that it's a future puppy, mm-hmm. Because I'm done with the past puppies. I want to look forward. And I do try to live in the present puppies. But to me right now, after this week and everything the nation's been through, it's all about
we voted future, against you.
The future puppies.
What are you talking about? Oh, I'm so excited to take her home. I think they weighed her yesterday. She's just like 3 pounds.
Wow.
Teeny tiny. They look bigger on the screen than they actually are in person.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot more of these puppies in the live stream.
People did ask if we could just leave this up, and I was like, well, I've been doing that.
I don't see a problem with that.
Privately, I've been doing that. We're also asking you, my son is here today shadowing Ethan, who Ethan also has worked in the Cardinals. He's managed the Cardinals clubhouse, not clubhouse, the press
team.
he's the manager. Uh-huh. We could go into that, but we won't. He managed the press box for the radio broadcast, and he also is the play-by-play for Linenwood football.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And my son wants to get into broadcasting, and I'm like, well, there's a smart way to do that and a not-so-smart way to do that, but he gets extra credit if he shadows somebody. He actually interviewed Ethan on the Halloween night, I think it was. And they did an interview with each other, and Ethan's been so great. So nice.
It's neat. I mean, he's got a good story. He used to tell me that back in the 30s, he used to stand outside of Kaminsky Park and just, say,
call
like
games
he was pretending
into
it into a soup can. And, that's where it all starts, is just standing out there in your knickerbockers, just hoping for the best, you know? And that's where he started. And so he's a great person to shadow. Doggone it, I just looked out there and he's not listening to anything I'm saying. That was the whole point of it.
Everybody else was. Did you have, when you were a kid, did you have hopes and dreams of did you have a very specific thing that you're like, that's the goal?
Yes. I remember in fifth grade and sixth grade wanting to be on Saturday Night Live or write for Saturday Night Live. One of the two. I couldn't believe how awesome that seemed.
They should be looking.
And I decided not to apply, and look what the show's become.
The rest is history.
I can't remember if it was a teacher or somebody, but I used to write deep thoughts when I was in fifth grade. I kid you not. I would just write them. I would make my own up.
Did you ever have them?
Deep Thoughts? No. By Jack Handy? No, I did not. But I remember, I think it was a teacher told me, you can't, like, they asked me in sixth grade, what do you want to do? And I remember this because it was so funny. They said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I would like to be on Saturday Night Live one day like Chris Farley. And the teacher goes, you're not fat enough.
Thank you.
Like, hey, that's pretty good.
I think that's a win.
Yep. That's why I remember saying it, though, is because he said that.
That's a lofty dream. That's like that's like tops. You can't, if you do that, if you're an aspiring writer in comedy, that's the pinnacle.
Especially then.
So I'm really thinking, like, you have achieved a practical, attainable kind of, period on the end of that sentence. Your job is in the line of what you wanted
to do. It's a version
sort
of that, yeah. It's not the exact same. I mean, I feel really, honored to fulfilled? Have made. Yeah, I do. I feel honored to have made TV shows too, because that was always a dream, and I didn't get to make exactly what I wanted because you never can just go, I want to make this show, and somebody goes, here's $5 million. Like, it just doesn't happen. So you always got to kind of move where it's available. But I got to make 2 seasons of a TV show that aired pretty much nationally, and I have no idea if I'll ever get to do something like that again, because the opportunity is so rare that it comes along. But I've always been very proud of that.
Brad, did you have a dream job? I mean, I think it's pretty typical if you ask most young boys, like, I want to be a professional baseball player or whatever it might be. What was your dream?
My dream was to be a professional race car driver. And like, it sounds like, oh yeah, every young boy wants to do that. But you know what? My grandpa had race cars. He used to drive race cars, and he was like local and I would say national. He would travel around the country with it, but it wasn't like his job. It was almost like what he did in retirement. But I grew up around it, watching people tune carburetors, start engines, you know, go to the racetrack. The smell of racing fuel and exhaust from race cars takes me back and fills me with memories of my grandpa and times like that. And I actually got to do it a little bit whenever I was in 7th grade. We bought a race car that was like, they called it a quarter midget. I think I've talked about this.
Oh yeah, we laughed at the word midget for a long time.
But
it's
like a fancy.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah, it was extra small. It's like a fancier version of a go-kart. And I raced that for a while until I outgrew the car. And then I really haven't raced cars since, and it's just still something that I think that I would do should I come into the type of money that would allow me to do it, but always wanted to race cars.
My whole life, and maybe this is just simply everybody, maybe it's more so me, but I know me best. My whole life has been coming into an acknowledgement of who I really am and like what really, like, there's the version when you're growing up, there's the version of yourself that you're trying to be, and it has a lot to do, like, it's basically nature versus nurture. Like, everything around you, culture, trends, what's popular, is all telling you, like, this is what you do. And then their nature will fold right into that or be in great competition from it, and then you have to reconcile those things. My entire life, I have been okay with public speaking. I don't really know why, because I'm actually kind of very much so an introverted person. I'm not the type of person who's like going out and looking to party when I was younger. I was always up to hang out. But I was never looking to party. Does that make sense? Is that an easy enough way of saying it? I always wanted to be around my good, close friends. And I always felt uncomfortable in big party situations. Like, in my mind, there's the finger guns guy.
I probably was that guy.
Do you really think you were finger guns guy?
Ironically.
That's not finger guns guy.
Okay, fine.
Because you were acknowledging finger guns guy existed and then commenting, which is different than unknowingly being finger guns guy. Were you like that? Were you like you wanted to be on the town and in the place with the people all the time? Is that something that you sought out?
No, not really. No, I'm more introverted than it seems to. Which, you know, they define by how do you re-energize? You know, do you get with people? Which is my wife, for sure. She is an extrovert. Kate,
yeah, she's wonderfully extrovert. Yeah, so is my husband.
Really? Oh, I see. I wouldn't have known that.
Oh, yeah.
But when they're with people, like when my wife is with people or we come from an event, she just is like, oh, man, I feel so energized. You know, she just feels so good. And I'm like, man, I'm drained. I like being with people, and I was with people a lot. I had a really tight-knit group of friends in high school, and we just had a really good class in Collinsville that still is like our reunions. It's like half or more of the class shows up for the unions. Everybody's friends. So it was a good time, but I was never like, hey, I think when you use the word party, there's a connotation to that that's like, I want to go get drunk. I want to do stuff that kids are not supposed to do. And I wasn't really that kid, but I did like hanging out with people. I just had to put a stop to it to re-energize.
I don't seek out those big public places, but I don't mind being in public. And, you know, people will talk about, like, gosh, radio, like, aren't you nervous when... But we, I would say, I always feel like I'm having a conversation with two or three, four people.
Mm-hmm.
We hope people are listening. We hope that you're out there and you're listening. But when we are discussing these things, it's a personal conversation in here that other people get to listen in on. And then we add in as many social media elements as we can to open and broaden the conversation. It's one of the reasons why I like getting to know the people who are on the chat with us. We shared the picture of the Fannies who had a watch party. They came together through the chat. All of that stuff is so cool. But I think it's interesting to think about how I got to this point in my career, because when I was younger, I thought I wanted to go to NYU. I wanted to be on stage.
No, like, kidding.
Yeah, I wanted to do all those things. And I just look back on that and go, I did not understand myself at all. The performance element of that, I get to do, which is kind of in your same way. Like, there was this thing that I wanted to do and participate in. I like to sing, but I don't like to sing in front of people. I'm nervous about it. I'm always worried that if I sing in front of people that... Have you ever watched somebody do something and they do not understand how good they aren't?
Yeah, William Hung.
She bangs. She bangs. But I mean, like in real life.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or somebody's chasing a passion, and you're like, yes, it's not gonna happen.
Yes.
For you, like, that is to me the saddest thing, and I was so afraid of that I never tried. I mean, I just like measured myself. I pulled myself back from really failing, trying and failing. Like, I'm not somebody who likes to try things to a great degree that will end up in failure, especially if it's public. Like, if I'm committing to it, if I'm invested in it, I'm going to try to be the best, at least that I can be at it. But I'm going to try to be the best at it. And if I can't do it, I'm not involved in it, or I will be a spectator, like a supporter, a volunteer, whatever it might be, to contribute to something if I need to. But I used to think that I wanted to do something big and on stage. And it's weird that I am on stage, but I am also not at the same time. I really love people. I love helping people. I love learning what's really behind the things that are causing people. Like, I want to help people solve problems, but I'm not interested in just the overt be with people for the sake of being with people. That extroversion, social thing. It's like, I just need everything to have a purpose, I guess, is the way I'm saying it.
I know people who, even now, who are in business, who are super passionate about it, and they have these big dreams, and they're just bad at it. And it makes me sad. But most of the time when you see that, it's usually in college, right after college, somebody trying to figure out their path in life. And I remember, I met my wife at a party. And not like a big kegger type party, but a group of people just going to somebody's condo or apartment in college, you know, that era where that's what you do. You just go over to people's apartments and, you know, you just hang out and you meet other people. I met her at a party at Mizzou because she went to Missouri and I was here. And I remember she still makes fun of me because at the time I was that guy who was like, oh, I just thought of really something really good. And I would just leave and I would just go write and I would write it down. Usually it was just some dumb joke. But there were people, but she tells me now, I knew when you were doing it, you were genuinely like, I have to get this on paper because that's such a good idea. And I'm sure if I look back now, it was stupid. But I was like, I have to do this. But there were people that in that same crowd that would say, oh, I'm so inspired. And they'd leave and be like, I have to go write a poem. And you're like, this is not who you are. If that's who you are, cool. Even if your poem sucks, you are doing it because you are that passionate about it. But there are so many people who try to force the square peg into the round hole because they're trying to find out who they are, especially at that age, that it was tough to watch. And when you were in that developmental stage, I was doing the same thing and watching people like that and going, I don't want anything to do with that. It's so unnatural. But you still gotta try stuff because you gotta find your path.
Yeah,
and it's tough.
It is. I look at it's interesting to look at where we are right now. We kind of are feet flat on the ground in what we're doing right now. Brad, you're newer to radio, mm-hmm. but you kind of count your radio years and dog years. So you've been here for what, 3 years?
Going on 3, yeah.
21 years.
That's a successful career at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I have been at 97.1. Since February 2nd of 2009.
It's a long time.
That's 15 years in radio at the same station. That doesn't really necessarily happen. I don't know how long it will last. I never take it for granted. I'm always trying to broaden what we do here. But I love working here. I want to continue to do that. I want to be able to continue to do what we do every day. I love the relationships we've developed with people who are out there listening. It's interesting to watch how you can have these kind of seeds of interest that can develop into something, or how you can dramatically take a different fork in the road, a different side in that fork in the road, and realize, like for me, like the very public thing that I thought I wanted to do, the day that I realized I just don't really want to force myself, because it caused me anxiety to be having small talk after small talk. Once I realized that that was just who I was and embraced that, then I could go into those situations and handle them better, perform better in them, knowing myself a little bit more. And with us being where we are in our careers, Ethan being like right at the start of what I am promising you right now, you will say, I knew Ethan Hannaford when he was on the Andy Fry Show. He's got so much going for him. And then my son, Charlie, like he's supposed to say in his honors freshman English class, like, what do you want to do? Like, and he's like sports broadcasting, which is the second iteration. And I want to be a professional baseball player.
Yeah.
Now we're taking a step into what's more practical. He's still playing baseball. He still loves baseball. He works hard at it. He's good at it. But you just kind of go through these lives and these life moments, and God guides you through them, and you take some weird turns, and they end you up where you're at, and you go, wow, I wouldn't have seen this coming. But I'm very, very grateful for where I am. Not on Broadway.
It's nice to have fulfillment.
Almost Broadway. It's right over here.
Yeah, you were off Broadway.
I'm off Broadway.
I was wondering about, like, you always walk around snapping your fingers. Like, you're like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm like, that seems like you're leading towards something. I didn't realize.
I'm like the least jazz hands person you probably know.
You naturally were supposed to be in West Side Story, mm-hmm. and you're not.
I was in Kiss Me, Kate.
Oh.
you got a problem with Kiss Me, Kate?
I don't know that show as well.
Oh, okay.
There are certain Broadway shows that I can reference and act like I know what Broadway is, but if anybody who actually knows Broadway is in the room, I'm out.
Kate says Broadway is not conducive to family life, Annie. The other thing that I thought that I wanted to do, I've talked about this before, is I 100% went into broadcasting and communications to be a sports broadcaster, which is what Charlie's talking about doing and what Ethan is working on. And I worked at KFNS in St. Louis for 3 years. I worked with Frank Cusimano. I was so grateful to start my small step into broadcasting under his wisdom, because he's a wonderful, wonderful person. But I'm like, wait a second. All the games are on nights and weekends. Like, how do you have a family and adhere to raising a family when your job is on nights and weekends? It turned out I wanted to watch the sporting events and not work all of the sporting events. Now, the news, on the other hand, is 24/7. And I've always got thoughts and opinions. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get some of your advice in the YouTube live chat. We will either get to it in the next segment, or we'll take a long segment at 2:45 and get Charlie back in here we'll read some of those pieces of advice that you have. And we'll just let Ryan determine, as the sage age in the room, whether or not the advice is good advice or not.
I'm good at that.
All right.
I'm good at that, too.
Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll as well. Is MAGA for everyone, yes or no? Amy says, yes, every American will benefit from the MAGA agenda. Whether they admit it or not is their issue. The world will also benefit from MAGA. Vicky says, yes, but hate has such a stronghold on the left. We got to work on that. Mark says, Of course, MAGA is for all Americans. All right, give us your YouTube advice for a freshman in high school who's learned a little bit about the background of broadcasting. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in the days of Saturday Annie Fry shows, that song was one of the key bump songs that I would play.
What is it?
Half Crazy.
That's what it's called? Half Crazy?
It's called Half Crazy.
Okay.
I
didn't know if you were talking
crazy
about yourself or someone in the room.
Well,
or
that too.
Ryan Wiggins.
She's a glass half crazy kind of person.
I don't it's know if that's Friday. How it goes, but...
No, I don't know if it's how it goes. Whole crazy, half crazy, whatever. That's the name of the song. I love it. We asked some people to send in some of their advice. If you were to be able to give a 14-year-old, 15-year-old freshman in high school advice, my son is here, and he is shadowing Ethan today. Ethan, how is the shadowing going so far? Has he gleaned the necessary knowledge?
Well, I kind of feel bad because after a certain point, there's only so much that I could tell him out there. I'm just pulling audio for the Mark Reardon show.
Yeah.
So he's I'm glad that he's able to get in studio here and kind of see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's definitely a lot to take away from the interaction with, you know, and just conversation. It's more than just people talking. Now, there definitely are segments when it's where Ryan Wiggins just pulls off miracles. But
wow.
Thanks.
But,
yeah, you took him down to KMOX Sports, too. And showed him
KMOX, and unfortunately, Friday's Tom Ackerman's out, and Matt Pauly's not here at this time of day yet, so there wasn't a lot of sports personalities around yet, but we'll have to get him in at another time as well, and hopefully he can, because this is a good place to have some connections to, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. So we asked you for some advice to leave some in the Annie Fry YouTube chat. You can also vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Is MAGA for everyone, yes or no? We'll discuss that at the next segment, about 2:45. Brian, before we get into the advice of the listeners, do you have any wise words to your former 14, 15-year-old self or to my son, Charlie, who's standing right next to you?
Well, I want to pull up a comment from Vicky, and I kind of piggyback on that one. It says, enjoy your high school years. This is one that it's true. That's not bad advice, but I heard that, and I don't know if people tell you this a lot. High school and college, people would always say, oh man, those are the best years of your life. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
That advice made me, and I'm not talking about this from Vicky, enjoy your high school years is great, but the people who would say you're in the best years of your life, that is such a hopeless statement because there's so many things wrong with the current environment that you're in that you're like, this is as good as it gets. And then also I think a lot of people who say that to you, they're wanting to relive that. Mm-hmm. And it means that they're not in a place where they're very happy.
Yeah.
But that is not necessarily good advice, because if you're, I mean, totally honesty here, if you're following God, he's just going to keep opening new opportunities and making things exciting. Mm-hmm. And he's not somebody who leads you into boredom. He just doesn't. And so if you're doing things right, as you get older, things become more fun, things become easier, you know who you are a little bit more, and every season has things that are enjoyable about it. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
And everyone's different. But I would say anybody who tells you, oh, you better enjoy it now, this is the best time of your life, throw that out the window.
And just to piggyback off of that, I completely 100% agree. You know, I remember being in high school and being like, oh, man, there's no
like
way.
Like, you've just completed there's, the best yeah, days of your there, life. Sorry.
There's no way that it gets better than this. And then being in college and being living at home for 2 years in a JUCO and then doing university for 2 years and being like, oh, man, there's no way it gets better than this. And now being in, like, the young adult aspect and just being married and starting my career, like, I'm like, man, there's no way like it can get better than where I am right now. Like, so so much of that is, yes, I was also being told those same things. Oh man, this is the time where, you know, it doesn't get better. And like, I would have to disagree that, you know, the Lord does open doors. And I think that to add on to that as well, my advice to myself, and I think that is applicable to anyone too, is like, when I was in high school, depending on who I was around, I was so ashamed of my faith because I was so afraid of what, like, people were going to think of me or what people were going to say or, like, what the popular kids at school, if they were going to pick on me because of it. I was so afraid of what other people thought about me. It does not matter at all what they think about you. So, like, you know, like, you know, Word talks about, like, being unashamed of the gospel. And so I would say that the best piece of advice I could give to especially a young believer is don't be ashamed of what other people think about you and what your beliefs are, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be answering to them.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Can I piggyback off of that too?
Sure.
Piggybacking continues.
So I guess we'll do the listener ones in the next segment.
So what he was talking about there is not being ashamed, but not only that, there's nothing wrong with going against the crowd. Yeah. Whenever you know what's right is right. Uh-huh. You are under no obligation to go along with the crowd.
Unless the crowd is right.
Then go along with the crowd. But if the crowd is wrong and you know it's right, stand for what's right. Maybe you don't have to do it big and exciting and boisterous or whatever, but quietly say, no, I'm not going to take part in that. I'm not going to do that. You know, and you'll see it through high school. You'll know what I'm talking about when you when you encounter it. But you're under no obligation to go along with the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, so lean into it and know that I'm going to do what's right. If the sky falls, I'm going to do what's right. And when the crowd's going right, go right. Have fun. Have a blast. Uh-huh. But when the crowd's going wrong, step away from it and be you. Be Charlie. Don't be anybody else.
Jackie has some advice before we wrap this segment.
After you've found the love of your life, don't forget to spend time with your mom.
Oh, Jackie!
Did you text Jackie privately and say, post this in the chat?
I did not.
Okay.
But she is the smartest one of all of us.
She knows how to get her comment featured first, yeah, that's for sure. Uh-huh.
Will you do that, Charlie?
Yeah.
You spend time with your wife first, though.
Okay.
When you find her.
Okay.
She comes first. But I will be lurking. I will respectfully be lurking. All right, we've got a lot of thoughts in here. I think there's some really good and funny ones in here. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, your advice to a 14-year-old freshman, young man, young handsome man, I might add, in the studio with us. My son Charlie is shadowing our show today, specifically Ethan. And we'll give some of your wise advice to Charlie when we come back, as well as the YouTube live chat poll. Is MAGA for everyone? Yes or no? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back. Earlier today on Fox, I think it was on America Reports or America's Newsroom or whatever it is with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino, they had Tyrus on there, and he was going off doing his Tyrus thing, and he called Mika Brzezinski Micah, and Bill Hemmer goes, did you just call her Micah? He goes, oh, I'm so sorry. They got Trump's name wrong and called him Hitler, but yes, Mika.
Oh, it was like he baited the question.
Yeah. It was wow. Like, hey, when I was listening, I laughed out loud. I was by myself in the house.
That's amazing.
It was very funny. Tyrus has had a little pep in his step for a few weeks, and I'm so happy that it was added to on Tuesday with the election results. But he was in rare form yesterday as well. So go to AnnieFryShow.com and check out all of the podcasts for the show. There's a playlist there if you're not like a podcasting person, but you do want to listen to the podcasts. If you go to AnnieFryShow.com, there on the homepage, there's also a listen to the podcast heading there at the top of AnnieFryShow.com. Are you guys ready to give the listener advice to a freshman in high school, Charlie? Are you ready to listen to what the listeners of the show have to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we get his microphone on? Thank
no,
you.
I don't think so.
Let's ask that very deep question again. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cool. Man of many words.
Yeah, not so much. Go ahead, Ethan. Why don't you go through them and Ryan, edit.
As we go through these, just remember, you know, as speaking from someone that has been given advice of the people in this chat before, some of it's good, some of it's not. Mm-hmm. It's your job to decide. I'm going to throw it all at you, yeah. Okay?
And it's Ryan's job to interject, which also doesn't make it.
I will lightly filter it, but I will not heavily filter this. So, and with that being said, I will start off with this. Stay away from the girls that are crazy and expensive.
No, mm-hmm. It says from the girls, they are just, this is like labeling all
of
them.
It doesn't say they are.
So stay away from,
From the girls,
I'll leave this
they
to you,
are
Ryan.
Crazy and expensive.
You could edit it that way, though.
I'll one up it and go the one above it. Work hard, keep learning, and stay away from crazy chicks.
It's his theme.
It looks like it's from Donald Trump.
What, you guys have any dating advice for him?
Yeah.
High school dating advice?
Yeah.
He's so uncomfortable right now.
Definitely. So, like, if a girl is really hot, she probably likes you. And you should just go for it. There's really no doubt. Hey, this is true, though. Girls like confidence. Even stupid confidence. So just go for it.
We'll Ryan Wiggins,
you just defined yourself in two words. Stupid confidence.
Also, if you can make her laugh, you got a chance.
It's true. That's true.
That's not always true. But
what if they're laughing at you?
I will say that the ones who are, you can tell right away if they're trying to get something out of you too.
The ones.
Do stay away from those. The ones who are like, oh, you should take me here and take me there. Be like, look.
Look, baby.
Just remember, you're talking to my son.
Look, we're going to go to the drive-in, and we're taking about 15 people because it's cheaper per person. And that's how you figure out if your girl is there to have a good time and hang out with you, or if she's like, no, I want you to take me to a nice movie with a leather chair.
Oddly specific.
That never
Are you
happened.
Okay? Next.
How about this one? Be involved, whether it be with school programs, sports, music, whatever. Get involved with other people. Ryan?
What do you think about that, Charlie?
Just do stuff in school to make it so you're not just sitting at home by yourself.
Are you active?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty active kid.
Yeah, that's good advice.
What are the sports that you were hoping to play this year?
Golf. I played golf last season. I'm playing basketball. Next season I'm going to do baseball and hopefully volleyball.
How was golf?
Well, I sucked.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
Before you started the season, how many full rounds of golf had you played before you started golf this year?
Are we counting scrambles?
Sure.
Yeah, you can count scrambles.
One. And that was a family scramble.
I think we counted it.
The opportunity was there for him to play golf. And don't you think, Ryan, you golfed in high school, but the experience and the education and the coaching you get when you're in high school golfing is the most practical usage of any athleticism that you have for the long term.
Yes.
My 4 years of basketball varsity level playing at my senior year was successful in my basketball career specifically. Not too practical anymore. There's not much there.
In golf, you can play for the rest of your life. That's what's nice about it. I will say, when I was in high school, we had a really good team when I was a junior because the seniors were good.
Collinsville High School?
Yeah, we went to state, and that was fun. The only time I ever got to do that. And then when I was a senior, we did nothing because we were not very good without those other seniors.
Did you have fun, though?
Oh, yeah, it was a blast.
And you're a better golfer today because you played in high school, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so, probably. But, man, it was so hard. Playing these sports, like when you're – I was just starting, and trying to make these teams is so stressful.
Yeah.
And they there's so much pressure on you to perform, and you're like, I don't even know, like – how to do normal life stuff, let alone perform at this level that people are expecting. But there's so many select sports now, it's probably a little different. But I remember my golf coach, I kid you not, and I wouldn't tell this story if it were not 100% true. I was
so
tense. Yeah,
just like the other ones.
Yeah, I only tell true stories.
You're like when Donald Trump goes, that's true.
And that's true. Oh, man.
When he's reading
his
script.
That?
Yeah.
When I was trying out for my golf team in my sophomore or junior year, I was so tense that when I was on the driving range, the coach drove by and goes, Wiggins, you're so tense I couldn't even get a golf club between your butt cheeks. He's like, loosen up. I was like,
what is happening?
Okay. And then I tried to, and I don't know if it worked, but I do remember that advice.
You tried to put a golf club between your butt
he
cheeks?
He didn't try, but he did suggest that he couldn't if he did try. Because I was so, like, robotic about everything because I was trying so hard. So anyway, definitely get involved with sports. They're, like, super fun, Charlie.
All right, you got the next piece of advice from...
Here we go. From RSG, it says, Charlie, in the 1800s, men at your age knew how to make their own beer. That's not advice, but it starts with the word advice. Charlie, in the 1800s, men at your age knew how to make their own beer.
It's just a statement.
It's not. I guess he wants you to learn. I don't know.
His dad would probably really like it if he learned how to make good beer. You just can't drink it yet, bud.
Yeah.
Well, make non-alcoholic beer. That's what every kid loves.
That's root beer.
Yeah, exactly. How about this one?
All right. It says, here's my advice for the little dude. Always be honest with yourself. If you do, you will make better friends, and friends come in handy. I think what he's saying here is make friends because later you can use them.
That's bad advice.
I'm not sure. But do have friends. You know, one of the pieces of advice that I think a couple people have kind of hit on is that when you're in these groups and you're doing all these like activities, college is the same way. So much of college is just networking. Like, it's just meeting people who you will go on to either work with.
It's so different from when we were even there. And when we were there, it wasn't even practical in the way that it was presented.
Yeah. And so there are some majors that certainly are valuable. But here's the next one. Dale says, advice, learn as much about the technical side of radio starting now. It can get your foot in the door before you get behind the mic. Also, you'll appreciate what the engineers do for you.
And we certainly do. Mm.
We do. That's actually how I got into TV and radio, was being a behind-the-scenes guy.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
When I started here in 2009, it was the digital brand manager for the station, and I supported everything in the background. One more?
Janine says, don't forget that no matter what, your parents love you, want the best for you, and will always forgive you no matter what.
I think
that's pretty good advice.
Facts, for sure.
That's good advice.
I think that the one thing that when I look back, like the amount of day-to-day details that when you're a kid just seem like the biggest thing in the entire history of the world. And then you do Tuesday, and then you do it over and over again. That there aren't things that are as, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you just got to keep pushing through. You're not nearly as bad as you think you are. You're also not nearly as good as you think you are. Just like getting that level place is a very tough thing. And that's, to me, all of what high school is just trying to figure out, who am I really? So that you can thrive at the things you're good at and work on the things that you're not. Charlie, did you learn from Ethan today?
Yes.
You want to tell Mrs. Morrison hi? Mrs. Morrison's mom. Isn't that the class you're shadowing for?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Hi.
She's probably pretty inspired.
I think that we can all agree he has a wonderful future in broadcasting. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Is MAGA for everyone? Yes or no? Ryan, what do you think?
Yeah.
Brad?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. 368 votes. They're still coming in right now. 79% of you say yes. So 1 in 5 says no. Let's work on that. Let's get that down a little bit so people understand this is a movement for everybody. Thank you for listening. What a week to be with you here on 97.1 and the Annie Fry Show. Keep it here. Mark Reardon next.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.